Podcast. Welcome to a very special edition of the Nearbound Podcast. Isaac Morehouse, where the heck are we at?
Well, you told me we were going to record outside because you're like, I have this great idea. We're at the Summit House for the Nearbound Summit. We're going to set up an outside studio. We're going to record at the Golden Hour when the sun is just perfect. And
it's dark right now, Isaac.
It took us a long time to get everything set up. Way longer. After the PLX Summit, when we had like chairs tipped on their side with microphones attached to them, we were like, this year, we're going to do it right. It won't be janky. Everything will be good.
We'll be filming at the Golden Hour, this very special video and this very special podcast edition for everyone that we're releasing.
But this way it goes. We've got three separate studios set up in this house that we're renting. We have a whole bunch of team members down here. And tomorrow at noon Eastern, the Nearbound Summit starts, which is crazy.
Which, if they're listening to this, then that means the Nearbound Summit's already going
on. The Nearbound Summit is already going on if you're listening to this on the normal release date. So that means you should go to nearboundsummit.com, register if you haven't already, and join. Crazy, amazing, amazing lineup. So I guess I'll ask you this, Jared, because from last year to this year, how did we get some of the speakers that we got this year? How is Jason Lemkin? How is Mark Roberge, Henry Shook, CEO of Zoom Info? Like, we have CEOs, founders, execs from publicly traded companies, some of the biggest names in across the SaaS space coming to speak at the Nearbound Summit. I don't even know how that happened. I honestly don't.
It's called the moment, right? And so it's an idea whose time has come, and I truly mean that from my heart. And after sitting through dozens of prep sessions with the team, with Alex, and seeing these conversations come together when there's like two speakers or there's a panel or even just a solo prep session, the conversations that we're having are the most relevant conversations happening in all of B2B and GTM right now. They're not the conversations. I mean, you have this phrase that I've reused 100 times. Everyone's problem aware, but solution wary. And I think what that means is that the common conversations are often the most boring and beat down. Yep. And it's like, we can't eke anything.
How's your outbound working for you?
Well, and, you know, it's like, even that, you know, I did a prep call with Armand, 30 minutes of President's Club, right? So like, we got the number one podcast in all of sales. And he shoots me an email afterwards and he goes, man, this is going to be great. You know, if you listen to 30 Minutes of President's Club, you've seen that rapid fire. Like, it's a different kind of thing. And he's like, this conversation's like the most interesting one I'm most looking forward to, because problem aware, right? We talked about the problem a ton.
Yes.
Solution wary. Well, wait a second. This is resonating from the biggest names in sales, the biggest names in marketing, the biggest VCs. I mean,
it's amazing exciting too, because it's such a small shift. So people talk about, oh, SEO is gamed and inbound. There's a flood of stuff. It's harder and harder to compete with the, you know, strategy of, hey, let's release a gated PDF or let's make some content that's SEO optimized. And even social stuff. Outbound, it's getting harder and harder. People talk about the problem. And then when it comes to the solution, you typically hear basically variations of more and better, which is just like,
efficient.
You don't win with more and better. You win with different. And it's like, okay, well, how about you write the email this way or two? And when you just ask one simple question, who? How about not what's in the email or what does it say or what's in the content or the social post or the ad? It's who is it coming from? Who is the message coming through? Who is the messenger to your buyer? That's the question. Like, it's so simple, but when you switch that on its head, I love you were doing a session prep with Will from Lavender. Yep. And they're all about improving your emails, which is great. Like, hey, make them better, right? Make them more relevant, et cetera. And the difference between improving an email that comes from you, the AE, to your prospective buyer, it's like, okay, maybe you get it from whatever percent, you increase the odds by a few percentage points. And if you, you know, times that, times 1,000 emails going out, it's meaningful. But what if the email you're improving is not an email that you're writing from you to the buyer? It's an email you're writing a draft of for somebody else the buyer already trusts to send to the buyer. Now you're starting to talk, you're stacking. Now you've increased the odds of reaching the buyer exponentially because it's someone they trust, and you improve the way you write that, so you make it even better. Now you're stacking wins. It's not just like, well, let's do what everybody's always done, but just do it better. You know what I mean? It's like, go through different voices. That's the main message. And it's so obvious when you hear it, but then this is what I'm really curious to get into over this summit. How do you operationalize that in a way that doesn't require you to have a whole different team? That doesn't require people that just think differently, right? Like, how do you get your success team thinking about who do I need to work with? How do you get your product team? Like, everybody asking that question, who's surrounding our buyer? Who do we need to work with? And then what does working with them look like? And then not just doing it in one-off ways, but like repeating it. That's so like, anyway, just shifting the question.
Yeah.
To me, that's like the biggest.
Here's the other side to what you were just saying. Every question prior to this moment has been about how and what.
Yeah.
Not who and where. Right. So for example, where are you going right now? This is a question that everyone's going to be sick of me hearing at Reveal, like from this stage moving forward. Where are you going? And so often we don't ask that question. Well, where is your prospect going? Where's your buyer going? Where's your customer going? Well, then who are they going to trust to help them get there?
Yeah.
Right. That inversion actually starts to guide who and where. Where are they going? Who's going to help them get there? Wait a second. That changes how I'm thinking about marketing, right? Where are they? Where are these prospective buyers? Where do they live? Who do they trust? We're going to market there. You know, where are these products integrated? That's going to dictate our product strategy, right? Or our customer success and our adoption strategy. And then the who, you know, around them in terms of personas to get more intel from or generate influence or get that intro that you otherwise would not have got. That's why we're all here at the Nearbound Summit. That's what's so exciting. And we're making this the place where partnerships stop becoming a department and instead becomes a strategy for every department. Where are you going? Who is going to help people get there? That's what the Nearbound Summit's about. I'm so excited to have everyone join us, Isaac.
No, I can't wait. I can't wait. You know, you're going to think this is a weird analogy. Stay with me for a second. Personal budget. There is nothing I love more than a spreadsheet. You get out your budget spreadsheet. And I love it because it's both tyrannical and encouraging. It's tyrannical because it only tells you the truth. Like, you look at the numbers and you run them, and you're like, wow, this is how much I spent. This is how much I should be spending. There's no fudge room in there. It's just telling you the truth. But once you have that, like, versus just trying to like run through your head. I was going through this with my teenage son and he's like, you know, I just keep it in my head. What's in my checking account and how much I'm spending. I'm like, no, you don't. Let's go through it. And you go through it. It's first you have this terrifying moment because reality hurts sometimes. But then once you have it, now you can adjust to it. Okay. I've swallowed the pill. This is reality. Now here's what I can do. This is the analogy. Nearbound to me is just a recognition of reality. And you have to like first accept this is the reality. Buyers they're not listening to you. They don't care about your sales pitch, your product. They care about their problem and they're listening to people that they trust, which occasionally might be you, but usually it's not you. I was just reading a post from Connor Jeffers, who's speaking at the summit, about the HubSpot and Clearbit deal, HubSpot acquiring Clearbit. And he was just saying like, he's like, this is so great because everybody wants the data from Clearbit. Nobody wants to log into Clearbit. And I think that's such a really great insight that's painful for a lot of companies to hear. People might want what your product solves, but maybe they don't want to go where you're currently offering it to them. Maybe you need to embed it somewhere else or have a powered by or some kind of, right? Like, that's one of those versions of a dose of reality. Like, hey, you may not like this. Nobody wants to log into your thing. They want your thing, but they don't want to log into your thing.
Well, look at Henry Shuck. I mean, his whole point about ZoomInfo was nobody wants to buy an empty box of software.
Yep.
Right? So he's like, I'm going to start with the data, then I can build the front end. You know, that's just a different viewpoint, which, you know, looking at that lens vis-a-vis the Clearbit acquisition is like, oh, wow, this is so fascinating to see one of the big public giants, you know, recognizing from a very different perspective, something that Henry understood from the beginning, right? And now he's coming the opposite direction to meet them back kind of in a more partner and ecosystem strategy, which, you know, that prep call was just one of the most wild prep calls I've had.
These prep calls are amazing because you get this really cool sneak peek into the state of the market across all departments, across all these different types of different people, different roles, different seniority. And to jump on 5, 10, 15 minutes and kind of go over what are you going to be, you know, doing at your session? Do you have everything you need? Let's kind of go through.
Or go over by 30 minutes into a prep session for an hour with someone. It's not like we're forcing these people to say anything that's like, hey, here's how you're going to talk about Nearbound. It's all discovered things through their own voices.
Completely. It's really, really cool. And to see people have that realization, you get on and they're like, okay, remind me again. Give me a picture of who this audience is and the theme of the rest of the event so I can kind of make sure my talk makes sense. And then when they have that clicking moment where they're like, got it, here's how what I'm doing, what my expertise is, here's how that applies to this theme of Nearbound. And those moments are like magical to be a part of this. So I can't wait to get into the sessions. What other, like, do we have any other crazy fun?
I mean, I just want to thank the audience again for tuning into this very, very, very special. It's the second major event that we put on as a business now under the brand of Nearbound.com. We got a little bit of partner hacker swag hidden in some of the studios over here, just for the people, the OGs that have been following from the beginning. But this is a momentous occasion, the biggest event in partnerships history. It's never been so mainstream for all of B2B in tech. And we're just honored that you would join us on this journey. We would not be able to do any of this if we had no viewers, if this wasn't valuable. So keep, you know, participating in the conversations online, on social. We live off that feedback. Anytime that we hear someone talking about Nearbound, we're screenshotting it. We're saying, hey, there's a criticism. That's fair. Wow, we wouldn't have thought of it this way. We're paying attention and listening to all of you. And so be a part of the conversation. Hop into chat. Have a blast. Post on social media. There's not another virtual or remote event like this in all of B2B. We got magic. We got the number one freestyle artist of all time, the biggest CEOs, the most exciting marketers, live mashup podcast. I mean, what don't we got?
I love that you said conversation. That's where I'll bring it home. I have said from the very beginning we started Partner Hacker, you know, content, community, events, like what are the plays? What kind of marketing is this? What kind of business is this? A media business? And Partner Hacker, which is now Nearbound.com, I always come back to those are all tools that are used. Yes, we use events. Yes, a community is something that organically forms. Yes, we put out content. That's all kind of boring. That's all like the tools. To me, it's a conversation. Nearbound.com is about creating, highlighting, participating in, spurring on, encouraging, continuing conversations. And those happen at events. They happen on LinkedIn. They happen in emails. They happen in Slack groups. They happen in person. They happen on podcasts. The medium doesn't really matter. It's the conversations around how to reach buyers and how to partner with the people that they trust. That's what it's all about. And like this event is the biggest conversation of all. This is a 4-day ongoing conversation. And it's not us over here at Nearbound.com or even our speakers and sponsors saying, here, we're going to tell you some stuff. This is a back and forth conversation that has organically come out of the last year of the continuing conversations around all these topics. And like, hey, this person is adding something interesting. Let's bring them in and let's get this going back and forth. And the whole thing is very, very participatory. And that's what sustains it. That's what moves it forward. Because for you to be with us at these events and these, you know, all the content we're putting out, everything, that's what makes it alive. It's not, I don't have anything to say. You have stuff to say. You have plenty to say.
I got plenty to say.
I'm here to learn out loud and to get those conversations. And like, I feel honored to be a part of them.
Me too. 100%.
I just said I didn't have anything to say while rambling for 6 minutes. There's some irony.
No, I think you hit the nail right on the head. And, you know, if we are correct in our hypothesis about, you know, where are you going and who is going to help you get there, I want to thank everybody for traveling on this path, because where is the industry going? I can tell you, you know, it's not some faraway direction. It's near on the road that we're currently traveling. It's the Nearbound road. It's the Nearbound era. And then who are the people that are going to take us there? Who are going to get us there? It's all of you listening to this right now that are showing up, that got that workbook. You turned it open. You watched this video and you went into this event. And you went, you know what? These are some of the most interesting conversations. I'm going to take down this note. You know, not only did you guys make me curious, but I'm going to step up and I'm going to have the courage to go make a change in the operating model and the fiscal plan for next year, right? I'm going to have the conviction to do that. So we hope that we take you on that 3Cs journey. I can't wait for the things that I'm a part of. I'm going to be an active participant in every single session, lighten up the chat. We're going to have a blast. Nearbound 2023, Nearbound Summit 2023, the HMAC to the H Shuck. We got it all. Wow. We got it all right
here. Did you just freestyle that?
I will drop a bar right now. I'm that hype. Isaac, thanks so much for doing this again with me. The entire team, everybody in the creator house that we got here.
Yeah.
We'll see you all at the Nearbound Summit.
See you there.